There was a grandson of the Chasemes who was at Avreich during the war. He was in a bunker in Warsaw. And at one point, he wanted very badly to daven Maariv with a minyan. Not getting into the halachos of whether it was the right thing or the wrong thing, obviously very complicated times. And he decided to sneak out of his bunker to try to assemble a group of Jews to daven Maariv. And he disappeared for a number of hours. And he finally came back a number of hours later, beaten from head to toe, bloody, bruised. And they brought him back into this room, into this bunker. They lay him down in a corner. And in the morning, when they realized that this young man, an Anshel Kedoshim from a Halakha family, again, the grandson of the Sasemas, when they realized that he wasn't going to make it, they saw that he was whispering something, he was murmuring something in his dying moments. And they walked over, and they listened in. And he was saying what Chazal say. He was murmuring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, quoting the Maamar Chazal. Kesha'adam shori b'tzar shchina ma'omeres. When a person is in pain, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees a Jew in pain, what does the Shechina say? Kalani miroshi, kalani mizroi, my head hurts, my arm hurts. In other words, it's one of the many Maamar Chazal that express the notion that when we suffer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu suffers with us. In his Ger Chassid, in his dying breath, Mamish, in his dying breath, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm begging you. Ichved dir nishfun mir. He said, I'm begging you, but not for me. I'm in terrible pain. The enemies have taken my life. He said, but Hashem, more than it pains me, imagine a person saying such a thing in his dying breath, more than it pains me, all of my bruises and all of the beatings, it pains me to think that in my pain I'm causing you pain, Chas V'Shalom. But a person could say, as he's dying, Hashem, I know how much it pains you to watch me in pain. And therefore he said, Hashem, I'm begging you, but nishchun mir, not for me, not for myself, I'm not begging you for me. I'm begging you for you. Take my life quickly, not because of my pain, but because I know how much it pains you to watch me suffer. It's a painful day in so many ways, and there's a danger of us becoming almost selfish. And after, like our Rebbe was saying, at this point of the kinos, we start to transition a little bit to talk about some of the suffering that's not so much about Hashem, or so it seems. A couple of kinos from now, we'll talk about the Crusades. We'll talk about other periods of suffering in Kali Yisrael's history, the destruction of Torah and Tzaddikim. But we wish that our enemies were not so harsh and so cruel and so anti-Semitic. The kino we're about to recite begins, Hatei Elohai Aznecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Listen in for a second. Listen to the blasphemous ways the people of the world talk about you. Mi liv ha-shamayim. Is there really a God in heaven? Look how they plot against you. And throughout this kina, it talks about the attack on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as we talk about the attacks on Chai, so we have to think that the attacks on us are an attack on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When they ask the Brisker Rav after the Holocaust, should we make a separate day to mourn the tragedies? He said, no. He said, because all the tragedies have to come together. Don't make another day, a different day of mourning, to realize that the suffering of Klal Yisrael, the suffering of Hashem, it's all one inyan. And therefore, it's our job on this day to feel, it's a strange concept, it's a deep concept, but to feel the pain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyach, the Shechinta begalusa, the pain of the Shechina in exile. Think about our exile. Think about how much better our lives would be. We had a base to make the show. We could have greater hashras hashchina. But to realize that every bit of pain that we're going through, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mourning with us. I remember a number of years ago, Tachshana and Gimel, Moshe Weinberger shared on Tisha B'Av a comment from the Shar Yosef, which is the Hagos on the Chassam Sofer. And it tells there a story. It says near Tavkuf Tzadi Beis, it was right around Tisha B'Av time, the Chassam Sofer came into the Beis Medrash one time, and he started screaming. Mama started screaming. He started saying, Ribbono Shel, I can't hold back anymore. It's just not fair. Unzizvahi, it's terrible by us. It's so terrible by us. And he was screaming at Hashem, it's terrible, this is terrible. Can't, Hashem, this is terrible. And later the Chassam Sofer explained, what was he saying? What was his command? It's so terrible by us. By Unzizvahi, it's so bad by us. Chassam Sofer said, Hashem, it's not so bad by you. One could argue it's not so bad by you, Hashem. Because like the Gemara says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees Jews in Galus, we still come to shul, we still daven. Like the Gemara says, when a person says, Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba B'chol Kocho, that we're still trying to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu over this crazy world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, like Gemara Baruch Hu says, how fortunate is a king whose children praise him in such a way. We're still giving you Kavod, Hashem. We're still trying to be mamlechi over the world. And then the Gemara says, but woe to the father who has exiled his son. Woe to the children who suffer. Woe to the house that was destroyed in Hashem's anger. And Hashem said, by you, it's not so bad. You get such a nachas ruach when you hear that we're still davening, that we're still trying to learn. So maybe by you, Hashem, the Golas isn't so bad. The Chassam Sofer came to that base mattress that day, Tavkuf Tzadi Beis, screaming. He said, but Hashem, but by us it's terrible. By us it's so bad. By Unz Zvai, the Hester Panabat. You get great nachas, knowing that despite the Hester Panabat, we're still trying to connect to. So by you, Hashem, you're very proud of us. But by us it's so bad. By us we can't tolerate it anymore. I mean, never in a million years have the audacity to be cholik on the Chassam Sofer. But there is a different perspective. Because the Chiddush HaRebbe said almost the exact opposite. The Chiddush HaRebbe, the first Gaon Rebbe, said, by us it's actually pretty good. The fact that we have the opportunity now, in a time of Hester Panim, to still serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is very hard, in Achanami. But do you realize the schar, said the Chiddush HaRebbe, that we get for every little thing that we do? Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a system of giving schar and onesh in accordance with the challenge. So if we're living in a time where it's very hard, maybe it's very hard for us to be good Jews. So the Chiddush HaRebbe said, Rav Moshe Wolfson quotes it, in his Emunas Yitach and Parshas Vayikra, that by us, it's gewaldik. We have amazing opportunities to get schar like never before. But that's a very selfish way for a Jew to live our lives. Because like Rabbi Neuberger hinted to a moment ago, as much as the Chassam Sofer said, by you Hashem it's not so bad, but by us it's so bad, you say the opposite. By us, it's a great opportunity. If I'm interested in getting a big portion of the world to come, I can score a lot of points right now. But when I look at the Har HaBayis and I see a mosque sitting on the Kodesh Kadashim, I have to say, Hashem, the pain that I feel, which is your pain, is so great, that Hashem, I can't tolerate it. And that's a little bit what we're trying to tap into this day. To realize that the Imo Anochi Betzara is not just Hashem coming with us to comfort us. But a little bit we have to think, Imo Anochi Betzara, Anochi is Betzara. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the first words we ever heard from Hashem. Anochi is Betzara. That it pains Hashem terribly. On one end, Hashem is so proud of us. He looks at us and says, wow, you're still doing, you're still trying. But to think for a few moments about Hashem's pain. Kadosh Baruch Hu is so quiet in the face of so much opposition. Say in Shmona Esrei, Mi Dom Malach. Mi Dom Malach means who's comparable to you. But Dom is also Vayidom Aro. Mi Dom Malach, who could be silent like you? How do you put up with this for so long, Hashem? It pains us to look at a mask on our eyes. How does it make Hashem feel? It pains us to see the suffering of Kala Yisrael. Hashem, who loves us infinitely more than we love ourselves, how much does it pain him? There was a Rav, his name was the Rav of Rudnik. And he took care of a tzaddik, Rav Reuven Krellenstein, when he was sick. And he said he was by Rav Krellenstein one time, and he saw Rav Reuven was like, he suffered a lot. Rav Reuven went through terrible treatments for his illness. He saw one time, he said, Reuven gave out this sigh, this moan like he'd never heard before. He said, Reuven, what is it? It's the pain of the treatments. Can I get you some more medicine? Can I get you this? He said, is the pain greater than ever before? So Reuven said, no, it's not that the pain is so terrible. Reuven said, I had to travel away from Eretz Yisrael to receive this treatment, to take care of my illness. And he said, I'm thinking about my family. My family is so far away in Eretz Yisrael. And I'm thinking how much I miss them. But then I started thinking for a second, hold on a second. I said to myself, I was away from my family, but in his mind was a relatively long period of time. But then he said to himself, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 2,000 years, in a certain sense, has been away from his children. A divide of much greater time, much greater space. And he said, I felt the tsar of the Shekhinah. I realized how sad I am, how broken I feel to be away from my family for a couple of weeks. I'm able to still call them on the phone, communicate with them. Kadosh Baruch Hu, 2,000 years, hasn't had a Beis HaMikdash. And he said, that pained me terribly to think about such a thing. We think that the Chorban Beis HaMikdash took place down here. I want to let you in on a little secret, on a big chiddush. It comes from the Sefer Binyan Shlomo, which I have here in front of me. Rav Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna, maybe you've seen some of his Ha'aros and the Chidushim in the back of Vilna Shas, the Cheshek Shlomo. He wrote Shailos and Shuvos, and in the back, in Simen Lamed Hei, he has a comment explaining a very, very cryptic pasuk in Yechezkel. It really doesn't make a lot of sense, the pasuk shot in this pasuk, and he says a remarkable chiddush. The pasuk in Yechezkel says that it was in the 12th year, he b'shtei esrei shana, the 12th year of the Galus, ba'asiri, 10th month, from Nisan is Teves, b'chamisha l'chodesh, on the 5th of Teves, l'galuseinu, again, 12 years from Galus, ba'elai ha'polit le'mor huksa ha'ir, a refugee, someone, a remnant, a survivor from Yerushalayim, came to inform us in Babel that the city has been sieged. That's a pshat. Says Rav Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna, L'chor Roy L'Havid, it doesn't make any sense. De'heich efshir de'bemeshech rav chazeh, du'karv l'heich adashim. From Av until Tevis. And how could it be, it was in the 10th month, how is it possible that so much time had passed, 5 months had passed, Kishabav the Hey Tevis, Lo Nisvadu L'Bnei HaGolah B'Nechrav HaBayis, the Huksa here. Is that possible? For 5 months, people didn't know about it. They had no idea that the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed, the city had been sieged, surrounded. U'befrat Chorban Beis HaMikdash V'Avonoseinu HaRabim, Yitekifa Milsa Tuba. Again, some news doesn't travel so fast back in the day. But that such a thing wasn't known. Bavada Hagel is a piercing gold of the whole world. The whole world knew about the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. All of a sudden, Yavoi Elai HaPolit. All of a sudden, a courier comes, a survivor comes, and he shares the news. They didn't know. The people who had been exiled previously didn't know the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed. How did they not know? First of all, he says, it's impossible. The whole world knew. And Bava from Yerushalayim, Eir Rechokam Yerushalayim Kol Kach Kiyadua. It's not so far. 5 months, they had no idea. Va'ud Tema Gedol, he says a couple lines later. And furthermore, I don't understand the Pasuk. The Pasuk says what? Finally, a Polit came, and what did the Polit share? Asher Huksa Ha'ir? That something is happening in the city? That there's a siege? They breach the walls? The city is under attack. The city is not under attack. The Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. Why are you referring to the city under attack? The Shabbat and Ikav and Nakam and Tafel. You're avoiding that which is primary and emphasizing that which is secondary. Tezer Shlomo Kohen of Olay says, I know I'm about to say it. He knows what he's saying. Lulei ben Mistafina, if I wasn't so afraid, I would say the following. There's no way. It's not possible. Geographically, it doesn't make any sense that they didn't know that the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed. They had to have known. Sreifas Beis Hamikdash, Korban Yerushalayim. You know what they didn't know? You know what Jews in their innocence assumed could not be? Aval lo yadu rach de nechra Beis Hamikdash v'Yerushalayim shel mat. Amazing chiddush. They knew that in Yerushalayim shel mat that we had a problem, a very big problem. Our Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Our city had been ransacked. But the thought that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed his Beis HaMikdash on high, whatever that means, the Beis HaMikdash Shalmala, and the Yerushalayim Shalmala, the thought that that had been destroyed, you can't destroy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't destroy the Mikdash Shalmala, you can't be pogim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's palace on high. And therefore they said, we can't mourn so deeply. We can't mourn our loss. It's good by Hashem. By uns is right, like the Chassam Sofer said. By us it's terrible. But by Hashem it's not so bad. They assumed things are okay in Shemayim. They didn't understand how deeply Shemayim and Ba'aretz were linked. Like the Mesilas Yesharim writes in Perek Yates, that when a Jew davens over the Galus, he davens over the fact that Galus down here is a decrease in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's honor. And our hope for Geula is not just that we'll be safer, that in Eretz Yisrael we'll be able to live more peacefully, but that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence will be restored to this world. That Hashem's honor will be increased. But we imagine that's all taking place down here. In Shemayim things are fine. Hashem's fine. Says the Cheshek Shlomo, says the Binyan Shlomo, all of a sudden Yavo HaPalit, as the Balei Tosfos on Chumash and Parshas Lech Lecha bring from Pirkei Dei Rabbi Eliezer. Who's the Palit? The Palit was not a Basar V'dam. The Palit, he says, the Palit said that he could be a Cheskel, the Huksayir Hu Michael, Hasar HaGadol Hu Sar Shal Yisrael. Who's sometimes called the refugee, the Palit, the survivor? It's the ministering angel of the Jewish people. It's Michael. The Sar, the Sanigur Shal Yisrael, on high. And all of a sudden, a malach comes to Babel. They knew the Beis HaMikdash Shamat had been destroyed. All of a sudden, says Yechezkel, a malach came to me, and he made the huksagam ha'ir shalmala. And all of a sudden, Klal Yisrael found out, but they never realized, that in Shemayim, we also have a problem. Baruch Hu is in a lot of pain also. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bias is also lying in ruins, and our bias is lying in ruins. Dizeh davar she'ina yodeh malach. And the reason they didn't know about it, because again, it was only shaykh to the heaven, know of such a thing. Until a malach was finally sent to tell Klal Yisrael, you don't get it enough. You're upset about your tzar, but you think there's not enough of an avelis because by Hashem everything's okay. By Hashem everything's not okay. Hashem is not okay. The fact that Hashem has remained silent for so long, we dove Allah, who could be so quiet? We don't know Hashem's cheshbonos. By Hashem doesn't poke his head out once in a while from behind the curtain and say to the world, who continues to speak so terribly about the Jewish people, speak so terribly about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, we deny God, that Hashem could be quiet for so long. Behind it, the Shekhinah Gam came to Galus, says the Binyan Shalom. And the Shekhinah is also suffering on this day. So when we recite Chinah Chaf, when we come to some of the other Chinahs up ahead, pay attention to the fact that we're lamenting the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is suffering with us, not just because we're suffering, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also pained. And it also pains the Kaddish Baruch Hu terribly, not to be selfish on this thing. I want to just end with two final quotes. There's a sefer called Ramasayim Sofim, it's a commentary on the Tana de Be'aliyahu, and it quotes an unbelievable quote from Rav Moshe Teitelbaum, Yismach Moshe. Listen to what he said. And he said this by Hoshanus. He didn't say it sitting on the ground of the Tisha B'Av. But one year by Hoshanus, he said, Ribono Shel Olam, No Yagia Ketz Chuasecha. The time has already come for you to bring salvation. Va'al tachshor, but don't think ki ani choshesh gam l'tovase. Like that Ger Chassid in his dying breath in a Warsaw bunker said, Hashem, take away my pain because I know that my pain is your pain. Said the Yismach Moshe, don't think that I'm davening here by the Kafos on Hoshanas. Don't think I'm davening because I need it to be better for us. Hello, ani maskim shelo yeh lenefesh ruach neshama sheli chas v'shalom shum pedus v'gula. I'm prepared to mevater on my gula. You can leave my soul behind, whatever that means. Adirabam lekafakela. I know that I did a lot of averos. I don't deserve gula. I don't deserve to experience the simcha that's going to come with redemption, with you revealing yourself to the world. I'm prepared to accept all of the suffering upon myself. I can't watch your name be trampled anymore. I can't watch the Shechina lying in the dirt anymore. It's time to pick yourself up. Hashem, don't allow yourself. Do it for you. L'mancha. Do it for yourself, if not for ourselves. For as the Holy Rishner said, with this I conclude, as the Holy Rishner said, when he saw the vision, when he was thrown into a dungeon, much like the Gera Chassid that we started with, he was sitting in that dungeon and he said to himself, he davened over a new pshat, like Jews sing by Shalashuris, Mizmor the David, Gam ki elach v'geitz al-mavis lo yirara ki atari madi. The Pashut pshat, of course, is, Hashem, I have nothing to worry about because I know that you're with me, and I know that we're going to get through this together. The Holy Rabbi Solov Rizhin, when he was in his captivity, thrown into a dungeon, he said, I read it differently. Gam ki eilach begeitz al-mavis, lo yira. Lo yira. He said, even though I find myself in such difficult situations, lo yira, I'm not so worried about myself. I'm just flesh and blood. Gam ki eilach begeitz al-mavis, lo yira, I'm not afraid. For myself, I'm not afraid. But this Jew went out, he knew the Nazis might kill him for trying to get Marv. In the Warsaw ghetto, he didn't care. Lo yira. You know what bothered him? It bothered him that if I get beat up, Hashem, that means you're getting beat up once again. Said the Rishner, Gam ki eilech begeitz al-mavis lo yira. I'm not afraid for myself. What's the next words of the pasuk? Lo yira. We read lo yira ra. He read it. Lo yira, comma. Ra. You know why it's bad? Ki ata yimodi. It's bad because I'm dragging you through this again. And part of our apology to Kadosh Baruch Hu and Tisha B'Av, I'm sorry, Hashem. And until we get our act together, you have to go through another Tisha B'Av. And until we have a Beis Hamikdash Shalmata, you don't have a Beis Hamikdash Shalmala. And when we are sitting here fasting and suffering, it pains HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to apologize for that, we have to daven over that, we have to hope that Yirtzeh Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow His honor to be restored to this world. Hatei Eloha Yaznecha
We have another minion dancers now, which will complete the keynotes.
Hatei Elohai Azdecha Latzu Eitzah V'chashu Mezima Ba'al Yivav